Welcome once again to our program, Salvation History, the New Testament, the story of the redemption of all mankind. Our guest and author of the series is Ron Eldred, who teaches religion and history at John Paul II Catholic High. I'm your host, Monsignor Larry Moran, chaplain down at the Carmelite south of Terre Haute and chaplain for John Paul II Catholic High at 12 Points. Ron, welcome back once again. We've been talking about the life of Jesus, and we got all the way up to his bodily ascension into heaven. So, very important part of Jesus' whole life, leaving the earth and going back to his heavenly Father. Can you tell us a little bit about the ascension of Jesus bodily into heaven?
Yes, we find this story told in Mark and Luke. He relates the story in his gospel and in the Acts of the Apostles. Matthew states in his gospel that Jesus remains with his disciples, which means that he will be with them in his church until the end of time in various ways. Now, John, he doesn't mention the ascension, although none of them mention where he ascended from. Tradition has it that the place was the Mount of Olives,
where he went through his agony in the garden the night before he died.
Yes, and the Mount of Olives, of course, was where the Garden of Gethsemane was located, and it's believed that the garden was owned by St. Mark's mother. That's a tradition anyway, and that Jesus' family from Nazareth, when they came to the annual Passover, that's where they would camp out.
Oh, I never heard that.
It was in that region. He stayed on the earth for 40 days after his resurrection to the time of his ascension. Since Jesus probably arose from the dead on April the 9th, 30 A.D., the ascension would have been 40 days later, or on May the 19th, the 30 A.D.
Okay, so 40 days. Usually in the Bible is more metaphorical than mathematical, because there's so many instances. It rained 40 days and 40 nights, Moses on the mountain. Why do you think Jesus waited for these traditional 40 days before he ascended into heaven?
I think just as you had said there, in part because of the symbolism of the number 40 to the Jews, but more importantly, to make certain his disciples believe that he had indeed risen from the dead, and to give them some final instructions before ascending. The Catechism states of this great event, "So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sat down at the right hand of God. Christ's body was glorified at the moment of his resurrection, as he proved by his new and supernatural properties, it is substantially and permanently enjoys. But during the 40 days, when he eats and drinks familiarly with his disciples and teaches them about the kingdom, his glory remains veiled under the appearance of ordinary humanity. Jesus' final apparition ends with the irreversible entry of his humanity into divine glory, symbolized by the cloud and by heaven, where he is seated from that time forward at God's right hand." I'm quoting that from paragraph 659 of the Catechism. Elsewhere, the Catechism says, "Henceforth, Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. By the Father's right hand, we understand the glory and honor of divinity, where he who exists as Son of God before all ages, indeed as God of one being with the Father, is seated bodily, after he became incarnate and his flesh was glorified." That's in paragraph 663. Jesus ascended to heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again at the end of time to judge the living and the dead.